They're very Orthodox Catholic. Mm-hmm. And I, of course, was raised in the Catholic Church, and I went to Catholic school through the first 7 years and had nuns teaching me and mm-hmm. always listened to these Irish priests and everything. Uh-huh. But I got out of that bag, and I'm a Unitarian, but I still, in my family, I have one sister who is practically a religious fanatic. Mm-hmm. I hope all this isn't going to be censored. And then I have two other sisters who married Protestants. There were four girls in my family, and all four of us married Protestants.
Yeah.
But I'm the only one mm-hmm. who has not gone back and been either had marriage blessed or something.
Yeah.
All the others have gone back to the Catholic Church, even if it's just in name only. Not that they're really practicing the religion, but I do have this one sister who's super Catholic.
Yeah.
And is into everything. But now my husband's family, they are deep water Baptists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my husband's family, I would say, a lot of times I think, gee, that bunch of hicks, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're really country.
Yeah.
You know, his mother had another child by a previous marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like seven children.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the seven children, not one of them completed high school. And they're the ones who are living now. And in this day and age, at least everybody completes high school.
Yeah.
But out of the seven children, not one completed high school.
Wow.
And I just don't know. Perhaps I'm a snob or something, but I just get the feeling that my side of the family is better than his side of the family. Because at least my parents had advanced education and everything, but his mother liked being from McClenny. Well, down here in McClenny is kind of a pseudonym for the Sticks or something.
Yeah.
But now his father, I never met his father. You see, his father died when my husband was 13.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, if you would talk to him, has mm-hmm. a great deal of this Southern what I would call, you know, country talk, really.
Yeah.
He does. You know, he says acrossed and
yours
and all these things that I never noticed until after we were married.
Yeah.
And then after we were married,
uh-huh.
I noticed, gee, he really, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You taught English for a while, didn't you?
The only time I ever taught English was a very short period of time when I taught reading comprehension on a junior college level.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my teaching, I taught art. I'm
mm-hmm.
certified in art.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried third grade for half a year, which I hated, so I quit at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And then I did teach art again, you know, having children, and I'd have to stop and have the baby and then go back and whatever. And then I finally got to the place where I was a substitute school teacher. And this, believe me, is better than getting a doctorate degree or getting a college education, because for a while I was teaching almost every day at a local high school here. And I substituted. This is the first year out of the last 8 years that my name has not been on the substitute list.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going almost every day, and someone would call and say, hey, I'm teaching you know,
mm-hmm.
Spanish or English
yeah.
or
mm-hmm.
science or
mm-hmm.
whatever, and I would just put my clothes on and go over there
yeah.
and teach whatever subject it happened to
yeah.
be.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the kind of, I would attempt to teach whatever it was they were teaching unless it was just too far out of my field.
Yeah.
But if I knew somewhat of the science, we would do some very minor science
mm-hmm.
Projects.